Come plan your dream wedding all in one day at the 17th Annual Newport Bridal Show on March 3rd. Meet with more than 80 top wedding professionals at two of Newport's most romantic venues, Rose Cliff and Ocean Cliff Mansions. Visit NewportBridalShow.net to buy your ticket today.
Okay, so go ahead, just walk me through what we have here.
Sure. So EOHHS, the Executive Office of Health and Human Services, we have amended the Medical Transportation Management, or MTM, transportation brokerage contract to address the poor performance in January 2019 and February 2019. And we've done three major things as a part of that amendment to address the performance issues. The first is that we've assessed a penalty of $1 million on MTM that will be payable to the state in recognition of the issues that transpired previously. Second, we've gone forward in the contract. We've lifted the cap that was previously in the contract on how much we can assess in penalties going forward. So prior to this amendment, there was a 4% cap, meaning 4% of MTM's monthly invoice. We couldn't penalize them above that level. But going forward, there will be no limit on how much we can penalize them. It will be based purely on their performance. And then finally, third, going forward, we will withhold 10% of their monthly payment every month unless they hit specific performance targets around things like timely resolution of complaints that individuals file, trip performance in terms of missed trips, and paying transportation providers in a timely way. So again, if they hit those quality measures, they will receive that 10% withhold back, but if they don't, we will keep that.
So are you satisfied that these additional measures will get what the state of Rhode Island wants to get from this contract and what the people obviously served want to get?
So as MTM has been working, we've been conducting very robust oversight activities. We've already seen signs of progress over the past few weeks. So we think that continued monitoring and rigorous oversight combined with these new measures, we feel it puts us on a path to deliver high performance. But I want to be clear that we are not where we need to be yet. We have to keep seeing the progress accelerate, but we do believe we are on the right track with these measures in place.